Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation President and CEO Jason Andringa and National Association of Manufacturers President and CEO Jay Timmons join us on today's program to talk about the State of Manufacturing Address held at Vermeer Corporation on Wednesday. Well, Jason, the National Association of Manufacturers chose Pella and chose Vermeer to host their 125th anniversary, part of their celebration. First of all, what do you think that means about where Vermeer stands nationally and why Vermeer was chosen for this event?
It really is an honor that the National Association of Manufacturers chose to have their annual State of Manufacturing address here. I'm very pleased that when they looked at all their options, this was the location they selected. We've been, you know, proudly participating with the NAM for many years and feel that they do a terrific job of representing our interests and other manufacturers' interests. It's just really terrific to have them here. And I'm sure it's no coincidence that we're based in Iowa, as this is a very crucial time, obviously, politically. And Iowa has such an important, crucial role being the first caucus in the nation. So a combination of Vermeer and our location in Iowa, it was really terrific that we had this opportunity.
Well, and many people in Pella may not know, and many of your team members may not know, you guys are very active in these national groups, especially this one. I think your mother was a big part of that. You know, why do you think that's so important for Vermeer to have that national voice, like Jay was saying, that talks to our political leaders like this?
My mom had the honor and the privilege to be the first female chair in the history of the National Association of Manufacturers. And as we heard today, the NAM has been in existence for 125 years now. And she was the chair, I think, you know, maybe 8 years ago. So the organization had gone well over a century without a female chair. So that was an honor for my mom to have that opportunity. And you know, before that and ever since then, it's been a privilege for us to be heavily involved in the NAM. We're confident that they're doing tremendous work for Vermeer individually and manufacturers in general.
Well, Jay, you're here at Vermeer Corporation today for the National Association of Manufacturers 125th anniversary, a part of your celebration of this organization and what it does for manufacturers. First question for you, why Vermeer? Why Pella?
So this is really ground zero for manufacturing in the United States. And I think that this company is an iconic, it has an iconic story of really starting from nothing and building an amazing facility that hires, that employs thousands of people. I just think it's the story of Americana. So I wanted to celebrate our 125th anniversary. I wanted to celebrate the success of manufacturing by giving the address here.
Well, it sounds like you've known the Andringa family for a long time.
So, you know, Mary was my first chair. She came in as chair the day I came in as CEO, and she was such an amazing partner right from day one. And I learned so much from Mary, my third day on the job, I visited her here in Pella, and she walked me through the Vermeer family museum that's here on site. And it really energized me because that story of one family, one community in America, I realized was just replicated everywhere. And it really started off my career in this position with a bang. So I've appreciated everything that they've contributed, not only to manufacturing in the United States, but also to the success of the National Association of Manufacturers.
And how does the story here in Pella then translate nationally, especially on the 125th anniversary, the Iowa caucus just a couple of weeks away, a very, you know, political volatile time? How does the story here at Pella and Vermeer translate nationally to what you're seeing?
Yeah, so like every manufacturer in the United States, Vermeer has the same challenges. So they have to respond to the tools that they're given, whether it's on tax, regulatory reform, the playing field internationally, as well as the fact that they're always looking for skilled workers. The same thing plays out all across the country. The good news for Vermeer, for Pella Windows that are here as well, and other manufacturers in Iowa, by the way, there's 3,000 manufacturers in Iowa, is that you are the focus of the world right now. The caucuses give manufacturers the ability to use their voice to let elected officials and certainly candidates for the nation's highest office know what's important for their success.
And then I quickly want to give credit. I know that Mary Andringa, the Andringa family, and the Kuiper family from Pella Corporation are contributing to a national effort as part of your 125th anniversary.
So we're really pleased that Vermeer, as well as the Andringa family and Pella, have stepped up exponentially, and they are they're making significant contributions of over $100,000 each to the Creators Wanted campaign. So it's a as I said, the workforce challenge is a nationwide challenge, but folks right here in Pella have stepped up to address that issue head on, and we really appreciate that.
Once again, that was Jay Timmons with the National Association of Manufacturers and Jason Andringa, CEO and President of Vermeer. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.